Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog, or television station?
No.
Okay, thank you. And well, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on the cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would you say that you will definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or you're not voting?
Definitely, I will vote.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
51.
Okay, thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than the previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
Okay, thank you. And what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election?
It's just still the same issues are arising, and that's what I think of.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Don't want to answer that.
Okay. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
I didn't want to answer that one.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
At this time, I'm satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
The same.
Okay. And now I will like you to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the American community right now? You can choose two of them. Would you say rising crime and violence, stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the lack of quality education and opportunities, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, or the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
What's that last one you said?
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
So the rise?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a concern for me. And the other one is was he saying anything about wages or something like that? I can't remember. So many to remember.
Yes. The wages, well, I said stagnant wages and rising costs.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Or you can use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can say so as well. Okay, so J.D. Vance from 0 to 100?
I haven't heard of that person.
Okay. Project 2025?
So zero was like strongly against.
Zero is like you feel cold and unfavorable. A 50 that you feel you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
Zero.
Okay, thank you. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
80.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
98.
Okay. The Democrats in Congress?
80.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
60.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. Jill Stein?
Say it again?
Jill Stein?
A yield sign?
Jill Stein.
Oh, Jill Stein. Oh, I haven't heard of her. I don't know much about her.
Okay. So would you say that you have no opinion?
Yeah, no opinion.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
98.
Okay, thank you. Now, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? And if you are undecided, you can say so as well.
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing?
I heard stuff on the news, just what she's done as a VP.
Okay. So would you say that you have heard a lot, some, or only a little?
A little.
Okay, thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her?
Favorable.
Okay. Somewhat more favorable or much more?
Much more.
Okay. Thank you. And what you, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Vice President Harris?
So what have I read or heard?
Uh-huh.
The way that she advocates for women's rights to protect their own bodies.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And now, I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. If you could please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support her for president. Or you can use any number between 0 and 10. So first statement is, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion access in every state. How much would you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. And in this election, we are facing the question, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning would mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning would mean turning back the politics of hate and division for freedom and the chance for unity. We need a sane and unifying president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights and will work to bring this country together. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. Both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her commitment to fight for the rights of all people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and deprioritize marijuana arrest. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases, and under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. How would you rate? Would you rate this from 0 to 10?
7.
Okay, thank you. And the last statement says African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change, while Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change. Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She was an early co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for the next generation. How much would you rate this statement?
7.
Okay, thank you. And now let me ask you again, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. And let me ask you again, now that we've talked a little more about the elections, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than the previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Okay. Would you say much more important or somewhat?
What's that again?
Much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Okay, thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Would you say TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter or X, or other?
A little bit of YouTube and then news.
Okay, thank you. And now switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A degree, bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Repeat that again for me.
A very liberal, a somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you attend a church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever, or never?
Every week.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Okay. You said my neighbors?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Repeat the question.
Yes. Would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or not at all of your neighbors are white? About half or less than half?
Mm-hmm. About half.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? It's urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay, thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Thank you. This concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your participation and your patience. We really appreciate your opinions.
Thank you.
Okay, have a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.